from KQED. When we last checked in with him 5 years ago, Zach Sheely was already on the cutting edge of water conservation, using his iPhone to check how much water his tomatoes are getting while at his opera lesson.
Ei miei volenti spiriti, il giovanile ardore.
Zach and his dad, Ted, were among the first to convert to remote-controlled drip irrigation on their sprawling Kings County farm. Now they're taking one more step into the future.
So this screen in the box right here, is going to give you the real-time video feed?
The FPV, the first-person view.
Listening to farmers programming a drone is sort of like eavesdropping on NASA's mission control.
We've got a tablet, which is going to help figure out the mission.
Yep. So, and then help plan the mission.
Okay, and that's connected also to the ground control station.
But as Ted Sheely explains, the mission here has to do with coyotes gnawing on his drip lines.
Our mission was, we don't have enough water, and having a coyote chew a line in two, that line of trees from that point on is getting half the water.
Two rows of drip irrigation lines run to each tree in his orchard. The Sheelys grow more than 1,000 acres of pistachios in this remote corner of Kings County.
Oh yeah, coyotes is a problem.
That's Zach, who says two-legged interlopers can be just as much of a headache.
Humans are a problem where they'll come out and they'll hunt doves or something in our orchard, and the shotgun BBs will put little holes in all the lines. So we do have no trespassing signs, but those are just signs, I think, to most people.
Zach's hoping a thermal camera mounted in the drone will pick up leaks in the orchard so they can fix them faster. Some of the neighbors have gathered to watch a drone that can collect video and still images of farmland.
So we should be good to go. So I'll need everyone to clear out right here.
All right, flip them both.
That was fast.
Jake Long hit it.
The company doing the demo is called Honeycomb. 31-year-old co-founder John Foss grew up farming in Oregon.
We designed this for farming. That's why it's called Honeycomb, you know. It's like, this is your worker bee out over your field scanning your crops.
Altitude is 121. Ground speed is 28. Heading to waypoint 5.
Got some RPMs.
Yeah, it's hauling.
But demo day turns out to be really windy, and the little plane careens wildly above the orchard before making an emergency landing.
Lands it. Nice. Touchdown.
Hopefully it's okay.
I'm sorry you got a little ding in your wing there, but
nothing a little Gorilla Glue won't fix, says Foz, who says his company can't keep up with orders for farm drones fast enough.
What we did was, you know, we want it to be the tractor of the sky. We want it to be reliable and rugged.
Zach Sheely says he's sold on the drone, which will set him back about $15,000. He says that's far less than what the lost water from leaks might cost him, potentially $1,000 an acre. The drone can cover his whole pistachio orchard in an hour. Zach says it would take a farm worker over a week to drive up and down the same rows of trees on an all-terrain vehicle looking for chewed irrigation lines.
So if I can eliminate that job or use that person more wisely than just having him drive mindlessly up and back looking for leaks, then it just benefits my business, and he probably is going to like his job a little better too.
Farmers represent a growing share of the drone market. Unlike in cities, using drones on farms generally doesn't raise privacy concerns. A trade group that represents drone producers predicts farms will eventually account for 80% of the commercial drone market.
I think the technology is here to stay. For agricultural purposes, they're going to be a real powerful tool.
That's David Zoldowski, who heads the Center for Irrigation Technology at Fresno State. He thinks California farmers will be early adopters, using drones to fine-tune the watering of their crops.
Get more information in real time to make better decisions. You know, we joke about being able to take pictures of individual bugs sitting on a plant. So, you know, with the right algorithm, you could count all the bugs on the plants if things worked out.
Right now, that's a big if. It's still unclear how much leeway farmers will have to fly drones. At this point, the FAA doesn't allow their commercial use. Farm groups have been weighing in heavily to change that. Later this year, the agency may propose rules to cover the small drones farmers are starting to buy. In Kings County, I'm Sasha Coca, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.